Razor clamming has been off limits in Washington for more than a month. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife abruptly closed the season in October after health officials found unsafe levels of domoic acid in the clams. And last week, they closed recreational crabbing on the Central Coast as well. The source of the acid in the closures is toxic algae that thrives in warmer ocean temperatures. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe headed for the coast to learn more.
It's a windy morning at Copalis Beach in Ocean City. High tide came early today, and Dawn Radonsky is already out in her waders. She's a harmful algal bloom specialist with the Quinault tribe, and she's pulling a 5-gallon bucket of salt water from the waves. She's sampling for a certain kind of especially toxic algae.
The Pseudonychia, I look underneath the microscope and I count all the Pseudonychias that are in there, and then if there's a lot of them, we run them through a toxin filter to see if they're producing toxin in the water.
Pseudonychia produces domoic acid, a neurotoxin that can be fatal for humans and other vertebrates. It doesn't bother the razor clams or the Dungeness crabs that eat them, but when it reaches dangerous levels in their flesh, the state shuts down any harvest. Radonsky says when the toxic algae is in the water, all they can do is hope that the winds blow it offshore and not into the coastal zone.
We can't dig clams. We can't dig them to eat, and people make money.
There's a subsistence harvest, too, up to 100 clams per tribal member per tide.
You know, the big pity is we got the biggest crop of clams we've had in 3 decades, and we can't dig them. 3 decades.
Joe Schumacher, the marine resources scientist for the Quinault Indian Nation, he says surveys by the tribe and the state this summer showed record numbers of healthy clams growing in the sand.
And now, because of this harmful algal bloom that's come ashore and the domoic acid toxin levels that have come in the clams, we can't dig them.
Similar conditions prompted season-long closures twice in the 1990s and in 2002. And then in 2015, the first major marine heat wave off the coast created so much toxic algae, it was found not just in clams and crabs, but also in marine mammals and seabirds along the entire West Coast. The event was nicknamed the Blob. This year, they're seeing that marine heat again. Schumacher says he wouldn't be a marine scientist if he didn't worry about current global ocean conditions and the effects of global warming.
There's no two ways about it. The amount of carbon in the atmosphere is warming things up. That's warming the ocean up. And we seem to have more blooms with warmer oceans. And that seems to be a correlation that we're seeing on this coast.
He says even after the bloom ends, once the algae gets into the clams, they hang on to it for long periods of time.
We could be unable to dig these clams for months and months and months. Could be the entire season.
Schumacher is standing near a beach entrance that he says on clam digging days will have mile-long lines of cars backing up to it and thousands of people taking part. And on their clamming days, tribal members can sell what they dig to Quinault Pride Seafood, the tribe's processing company. With a single forklift moving a few boxes across an empty warehouse floor, General Manager Sonny Davis gives me a tour. He says it's a slow time of year between runs of salmon and steelhead, and it's especially slow now.
This is the clam processing room.
Quiet today.
Yeah. Normally we'd have probably 15 or 20 people in here cleaning clams, vacuum packing, getting them ready to freeze or sell fresh.
Last year, they processed 1 million pounds, or about 5 million clams, brought in by individual tribal members who dig them by hand.
It's a huge disappointment. A lot of folks are really looking forward to clam digging and the income that that brings to the individual tribal members and households, you know, in our community.
The company pays $2.25 per pound. They buy the clams right off the beach. Tribal members team up and race each other. Davis says it's an important seasonal ritual that's unique to the Quinault tribe.
Families usually dig clams together, cousins, brothers, uncles, aunts, grandmas. And then a lot of times they'll have their own digging partners. So two people will dig together and they'll compete against each other to see who can dig the most clams.
He says an important milestone for diggers is getting your first 100 pounds.
And then once you dig that, then 200 pounds, and then 300 pounds. That's a kind of a rare occurrence because it's so difficult to do. But there are even some of our younger people that have dug 400, even approaching 500 pounds in a tide in a four-hour period.
And in a good season, they can do that for 5 days in a row. Davis says he started digging when he was 8 or 9 years old and started doing it for the money as a teenager.
I was in my early 20s before I ever outdug my grandmother, Dee Dee. And I'd come home and I'd ask her, I said, how many pounds did you dig, Graham? And she'd tell me, and I'd say, dang it, she beat me again.
But right now, the only people who are allowed to dig clams are the shellfish managers and technicians who send them to the lab for testing. Back at Copalis Beach, the wind is up at low tide as Clayton Parson and Dan Ayers from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife set out to get their quota.
After all this rain, it's really tough to get them to show like this. So it's smaller ones will typically be up feeding, and the larger ones will typically be a little deeper.
All we got to do is dig 12 clams, so this shouldn't, if they're showing, this will go real quick.
They get them in less than 10 minutes, even working several sections of the beach to get a good mix of depths and sizes. The conditions are a double-edged sword. They produced a bumper crop of clams, along with some of the most potent toxic algae that this coast has ever seen. Coastal shellfish manager Dan Ayers looks down at the golden shells and wiggling bright white flesh and says this population of razor clams is one of the healthiest and best he's seen in his entire career.
They're so pretty, aren't they?
They are pretty, aren't they?
I just love them.
He grew up clamming in Aberdeen and says his grandparents survived the Great Depression in part through clamming. But it's not available right now, even though it was attracting record numbers till October.
You see a vehicle pull up and mom and dad and the kids and grandma and grandpa all get out, or maybe three or four vehicles all together. And I mean, where else can you do that? You don't do that deer hunting. You don't do that salmon fishing. So it's a real loss socially. You know, the social economic impact of these blooms is hard to define, but it's definitely something that occurs. And I sense it in my own soul.
He would love nothing more than to see the beaches open for digging. He says he gets calls all the time from people making plans to come home or visit and wanting to include razor clamming in their trip.
For New Year's Eve, very popular for folks to come out here and dig clams and stay and build campfires up and down the beach and fire off fireworks and, you know, have their clams and just have a ball. It's a very Northwest way to celebrate the New Year's, and I'm worried that's not going to happen this year.
Tide charts show a New Year's Eve dig is possible this year. But health officials have to see two consecutive samples of the clams at safe levels, taken at least a week apart, before they can reopen the season. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.